The Turtle Island String Quartet, founded 30 years ago this month and still led by founder, violinist, and composer David Balakrishnan, was perhaps the original cross-genre string ensemble, a classical string quartet, two violins, viola, and cello, but playing mostly non-classical music and styles. Turtle Island comes to the Juanita K. Hammons Hall tonight at 7:30, joined by master jazz pianist Cyrus Chestnut in a program they call Jelly, Rags, and Monk. David Balakrishnan is nothing if not enthusiastic in talking about his music, his mission. You actually do look forward to doing interviews about your performances. Why is that?
Yes, because you just value being heard, communicating what you love to do and why it's worth listening to. It's a precious thing. And as you get older and you do this for longer and you've been fighting hard to keep yourself relevant and your music alive and vibrant in present time, and yet also keep the tradition that it stands for alive, you realize, you know, it's a precious thing to have the outlet.
David Balakrishnan founded the Turtle Island String Quartet in the San Francisco Bay Area late in 1985, but not to play conventional classical concert music.
I really got into the idea of how it would be to have a string quartet where all the players would be like me. They'd have that multi-stylistic background and they could sing the music with the right accent, which the music was entirely based on, without which it would suck, you know, because it would just sound like some kind of hackneyed kind of classical music. But if you knew how to play with that right phrase and how to improvise with the right feel, it would come alive.
That's the key to it. This group has always been based on that improvisational jazz feeling, even though some people think of the Turtle Island Quartet as classical crossover. But that's never really what they've been about. One of the first charts they worked up was an arrangement of the Oliver Nelson jazz tune Stolen Moments, which you heard in the opening minutes of this interview.
Right away, we knew, my goodness, we got something here. This is a sound that really works. But nonetheless, it was a struggle because we really thought of ourselves as a jazz string quartet. We claimed to be the first.
But you had to create a niche for yourself.
Exactly. Now, we had some help because by that time also other string quartets were exploring non-classical music, but they were exploring it from being classical musicians crossing over to play other styles.
Yeah.
There's that funny word, crossover.
Which is why David prefers to call their music cross-genre. They were picked up by the New Age record label Windham Hill, which created a jazz sub-label for Turtle Island and other acts. But they quickly discovered that no matter what style of music they played, a string quartet works better in a concert hall than in a noisy jazz club.
We had more success playing for classical audiences, playing string quartet music that they could tap their foot to, and reclaiming improvising for string players. That's a big part of Turtle Island.
David Balakrishnan feels that one way the Turtle Island String Quartet has managed to survive for so many years is by collaborating with other like-minded musicians, such as jazz pianist Cyrus Chestnut, who will join them at Hammons Hall tonight.
He's a monster jazz pianist. He's just such a soulful guy, and he's got incredibly deep training, and he's not trapped by it. So you can really work with him and cover a lot of stylistic ground without losing who he is.
Thelonious Monk is, of course, a jazz icon today, but Jelly Roll Morton?
Not so much known to us, and so this was an idea that Cyrus had, that he wanted to look in a way to kind of reach into the backstory of where Monk came out of.
Turtle Island String Quartet founder David Balakrishnan. The quartet will perform their program Jelly, Rags, and Monk with jazz pianist Cyrus Chestnut tonight at 7:30 at Hammons Hall. For KSMU, I'm Randy Stewart.